things come out of line.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, get your freak on.
It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9, and you can always email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com, or slide into our DMs, Twitter and Instagram. We don't discriminate. Just hit us up and let us know what you think, Joe and Alex Show. All right, we got some heavy breathing already going on in the background this morning as we say hello to, if I've got this correctly, Obadiah. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. Hello.
Hi, Obadiah. Wow, very direct and stern. Obadiah, tell everybody why you're calling in this morning for Freak Show Friday.
The reason why I am calling, I was urged to telephone you by a colleague of mine. It apparently seems like you may be interested in speaking to a vampire.
Oh, we would love to speak to a vampire. You think that you're a real vampire?
That is correct, yes.
Wow.
This is interesting. Okay, well then, Obadiah, how old are you?
I am actually several hundred years old. I recently had my 300th birthday.
What?
Wow. Old Obadiah.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And you like, you're not kidding with this. Like, you believe that you are a real-life vampire, like Twilight and stuff?
Excuse me. No, that has been a recent misconception of vampires. First of all, if I may clarify for you, the correct spelling of vampire is with a Y, not an I.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know that. Okay, thank you, Obadiah. We're learning a lot here from a real-life vampire calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
These references you've made to Dracula or Twilight, those are modern misconceptions, almost generalizations, if you will, and true vampires are nothing like those pedestrian portrayals on your...
So to clarify here, Obadiah, this is kind of like one of those stereotypes which people say, like, oh, these people are smart at math, or these people, you know, like to eat this certain type of food. Like,
your skin
this is something...
doesn't glisten.
The misunderstandings are wide, and the reason I was interested in calling is to hopefully clarify some of these misconceptions.
So you listen to the radio? I feel like vampires, like, when I picture a vampire, I don't picture somebody that's, like, driving around bebopping to, like, Cardi B.
Correct. No, I do not listen to the radio. I do not watch television. I read books. I was urged to call you by a colleague, but I've never listened to radio.
You're just being honest, if I was judging your voice here, Obadiah, you sound like you listen to NPR, possibly, like a well-informed vampire.
My information comes from print, the original form of media, and yes, I'm an avid reader, that is for sure.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so do you have a job? Like, what does a vampire do for a living?
Yeah, you gotta work at, like, night, right? You can't go out in the sun.
Very good, yes. I am an employee of the United Parcel Service, third shift. They are a logistics and shipping company, and they have...
We know what UPS is.
We know what UPS is.
Very good, yes. So as you may be aware, then, they do employ people in the evenings, and so I have found a very lucrative position working third shift where I leave my home after sunset and have managed to get home every morning before sunrise.
Wow, now what about time change? Does that feel like a wrench in the system?
Yes, I must adhere to your conventions of time change, but I have not had any issue with that.
Okay.
The sun is the sun.
Yeah. So, do you, like, you actually, like, stay away from garlic and all that kind of stuff?
True. I have never had any produce in my home. There's no need for it. I usually feed on the blood of mammals.
Obadiah, hold on, though, man. Like, you've never smelled, like, garlic bread?
Yes, well, I have. This was in the late 18th century. As a young person, I did smell garlic one time and felt quite repulsed by it and knew that I should never see it again or come near it.
Have you ever been in love?
Oh, thank you for asking. Yes. I have no use for that kind of companionship any longer. I have outlived many friends and companions, and I feel those attachments now cause more pain.
Yeah, well, if you're 300 years old, everybody you come to become friends with dies.
Correct. There was a warlock in the late 20th century, the 1970s, that I was quite fond of, but it was unrequited. And so I was left heartbroken, if you will.
Wow. What's it like being in love with a warlock? Did your parents approve?
Well, they were no longer in this area.
You're right. I forgot.
But back in the day, though, Obadiah, would that have been like looked down upon? Like if you got like a racist parent and they don't want you to date like a person of a different race?
Like a warlock would be considered a different race than a vampire, right?
This is true. However, in my realm, these prejudices of mortals do not apply.
Okay, wow, this is very interesting, Alex. We're actually getting to talk to a real-life vampire here.
That's what he says.
For Freak Show Friday here on the Joe and Alex Show. Obadiah, hang on. I want to talk to you some more next on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.